I'm in the middle of a patch of scrub at the Archbold Biological Station. This area on the Lake Wales Ridge was one of the few parts of Florida that was above water during the last bout of global warming several thousand years ago. They formed islands that poked above the ancient sea, and you can still see the sand dunes out here, peppered with plants that are spiky and thorny and very short. And walking with me through the scrub is Archbold plant ecologist Eric Mangus and Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition member Carlton Ward Jr.
There's been a lot of changes over time, but the basic vegetation has been very similar for, I think, 20-some thousands of years. This is very different than if you were in Minnesota or something where there's been glaciations during that time.
Or if you're 50 miles to the east or west of here when you would have been underwater.
Exactly.
Ward and fellow expeditioners Joe Guthrie and Elam Stoltzfus are stopping here for a respite on their journey from the tip of the Everglades to the Okefenokee Swamp on the Georgia state line. They're trying to create a wildlife corridor connecting the state's remaining natural lands. One of the key parcels is Archbold, which has escaped the conversion to citrus groves that's happened in much of the Lake Wales Ridge. Mangus says many of the plants here are found nowhere else. They can be new sources of medicine, and a rare scrub mint is being eyed as a natural insecticide.
All plants, to some extent, produce chemicals to, you know, reduce how much bugs eat them. And some of the chemicals that are in scrub plants were new chemicals to science. They never had been found and never been manufactured before then. It's just another reason that these organisms are worth protecting, because they may have direct uses to humans that we don't know about yet.
Also with us is Archbold biologist Reed Bowman. He talks with Ward about some of his findings.
There's been some work done on the palmetto suggesting that these are actually some of the longest-lived plants in North America, simply because of their adaptations to fire.
So what kind of animals would have been walking around here many thousands of years ago among these same palmetto species in some cases?
So you don't have to go very far back, actually. 25,000 years ago, up on the Lake Wales Ridge, you might have seen mastodons, glyptodonts, which were giant armadillos that foraged out here.
In a way, the Florida Wildlife Corridor expedition stop at Archbold is a return to its roots. They saw the need for it 3 years ago when several researchers here, including current expedition member Joe Guthrie, tracked a black bear that roamed much of central Florida. He tried to roam north but couldn't find a way to cross Interstate 4, and that's a problem for the survival of many species. Later that afternoon, we all gathered at Archbold's Conference Center to talk about making the corridor a reality. Archbold Director Hilary Swain.
And the thought was, how do we engage the public more in this concept, which is very comfortable and familiar to conservationists and scientists, the idea of wildlife corridors, but is not a concept that is broadly understood or appreciated, hence the sort of notion of the Florida Wildlife Corridor.
Swain says just as her corner of Florida is interdependent on its neighbors, we all are not islands to ourselves.
We're dependent on our connection to surrounding ranches. We're dependent on our connection to other protected areas up and down the Lake Wales Ridge. We're dependent on a flow of species and a flow of genes and a flow of processes like fire and water to come through our site, as are all of our neighboring lands.
Some of those neighboring lands will be the next visit of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition as they continue their journey this week north to the headwaters of the Kissimmee River. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.
Support for coverage of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition comes from the Mosaic Company.